Hello, we're on the air.
Hello, Kathy.
Hello, this is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, and tonight my guest star is Ask Me, I Might Know. How are you doing?
I am doing really, really well. And yourself?
I'm doing great.
Awesome.
And the reason you got the name Ask Me, I Might Know, may I ask?
Well, sure you can ask. Oh, my guide gave me that name about 6.5 years ago. I wandered into the internet community and the psychic reading room, and I had done, I knew I had gifts and abilities, but I didn't always call myself a psychic. And my guide said that we needed to get a name, and he gave me that name, Ask Me, I Might Know, because it, as it implies, I don't always know, but there's a lot of the times that I do know. So that's the name that I have for Yahoo and Pal Talk, and I do readings, and people ask me questions, and sometimes I know.
Well, you know what?
What?
I saw you laughter ever since I met you, because you just fill my heart with joy.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
You just do. You have this great laugh with you that just fills the air as soon as you walk in a room.
Oh, that is so sweet. And actually, I get told that quite often, and I really that's awesome. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, I don't mean the physical room because we've never met, but the Yahoo and the Pal Talk, the chat sites, and, you know, we go way back, what, 6 years or more.
Right.
You were there before I was, because I used to think that you owned the room.
I remember when you told me that. It's because I'm always up on the mic talking and bossing everybody around, I guess.
Yeah, and then I said, well, let me try that.
It's kind of fun sometimes.
And I was the Bright Lights Pathfinder, so
right.
That's how we met.
Uh-huh, yep, it was great over in the Yahoo days. Uh-huh.
Do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions?
I don't mind at all.
Okay, and then I want to tell the active listeners, the listening audience, that tonight you're not going to be taking any reading requests.
Right.
But we're going to talk about how we come into our gifts. I'm going to ask you different questions if they don't mind. But they are welcome to call in, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And ask you questions about gifts and various entities and the different places that they come from, how we get them, how we receive them. But we'll both answer, but mostly it's geared towards you, the guest star of tonight's show, www.cbsradio.com/station1. The call-in numbers are toll-free 877-876-5227. That's the USA only. And USA and Canada number is 888-815-9756. The direct line is 530-876-3222. If I went a little fast for you there, it is on the main page, or it is on station one. We are on station one. It's for the people that are listening in the room. And we were discussing before, like when we came into our gifts as very young children, I said, I saw symbols. What do you foresee in that, do you think?
I also see things in symbols. My guide gives me images and pictures, and I do believe he's been with me since I was little also, and he also communicated to me in symbols. That was a very interesting conversation because if you, you know, I'm a little bit of a geek. I'm always watching Discovery Channel, things of that nature, and if you they talk about ancient languages, and they're actually, you know, written in, you know, symbols. You know, so that was actually the very beginnings of communication, and I believe that this is how our guides will bring across that information. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I got in the mail yesterday from John DeBoer and Debbie DeBoer, the flute player, the flutist, but a couple four packs of stones wrapped in some leather, different colors of leather. And on the bottom was each one was four symbols written in Native American language.
Wow.
Is that something? And what they represented. And I got that after our conversation.
Wow, wow, that was a sign. That was a true sign.
Mm. Like it was like a, it would be like a picture of one is like a pyramid with little wavy signs in it, or a triangle with little wavy signs in it.
Right.
Or one would be just an X. Or one would be a star with little things in it, around it. And each one represented different things, which I'll go into that on another show, however. And, you know, they told me I'd know what the stones meant and represented. And then they sent me pictures along with where they picked up the stones. Debbie picked up the stones, so she goes by Raven. But I thought that was pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, such an affirmation as that.
Mm-hmm, very much so. Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's a lot of times my guides will give me, you know, pictures and images, and, you know, and I try to, you know, say exactly what I see and not add to or try to understand, and a lot of times my sitter, the one who I'm doing the reading for, will just immediately know, you know, what I'm talking about. Like, for example, I know this may seem a bit silly, but, you know, in a reading I did here recently, I saw a doghouse. I was like, why is my guide showing me this picture of a doghouse? And I was so embarrassed, and I finally told the woman, and she died laughing. And she said, oh, my God, you know, that was a joke between my mother and I was doing a crossover reading. And she knew exactly what, you know, my guide was and her mother was trying to say to her, because her mother spoke a foreign language, and I was having trouble understanding, you know, the language. So she started communicating in pictures and knew exactly what her mother was saying.
About the doghouse?
Uh-huh, about the doghouse. Uh-huh, she knew whenever I told her, you know, I see a doghouse. And she immediately knew what her mother was trying to say to her about a specific question that she had asked. Yes, uh-huh.
You know, ask me, I might know.
Uh-huh.
Laughter. I was doing reading. Well, it wasn't really a reading, because this lady, Gifted Within, and I go back and forth and back and forth with just things. And I said, I saw it. I was looking at a paper bag.
Right.
And it was one of those gift bags, and it had dog houses on it and the little dog outside and a bone. And I said, why am I looking at this so with you? And she said, because you're not going to believe this. She says, but I just gave, her dog had passed away.
Aww.
She had just given the doghouse away to a man that needed it desperately bad to shelter his new puppy.
Wow.
And the pup, and she had just given the bones to him too.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, did it happen to be, I don't know, like, I said it was black and white spotted, and it happened to be a little black and white spotted pit bull.
Wow, that is awesome. That is awesome.
So isn't that something, how the how they can represent many different things, but it represents
right.
for that person.
Exactly. She knew exactly, just like your sitter, knew exactly what you were talking about. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard many different ways, like sitter.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard people call them clients.
Right.
I've heard people call them a consultor.
Right.
Consultor to consultee. I've heard many different words along the way. A lot of people don't like the name psychic. What
right.
would you see in that in the world today as the quote-unquote psychic label?
You know, it took me a long time to consider myself a psychic, as I was raised in a very religious community, so the word, you know, psychic had a very kind of a negative, you know, thing attached to it. But, you know, I've come to realize that there's nothing negative about it. You know, it's just someone who's in tuned to their environment and other people and have gifts and abilities. And so now, you know, I do call myself a psychic. But for a long time, you know, I was just was hesitant to call myself a psychic.
And it's just like, what denomination are you almost, you know?
Right, right. You know, some denominations, and I, you know.
Yeah, what denomination are you? But that goes into, you know, whether people use I asked you yesterday a little bit about I don't want to call it props, because that's not the correct phrase
right.
or word, but like, I like to hold stones.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I use.
Right.
And sometimes I don't even use that, but those calm me. And I can see inside the stones. Is there anything that you like to use when you're reading a person?
Yes. Well, I'm a professional reader, and when I do that, I don't use any tools. But when I open my rooms and I do them for free, I use tarot cards. And I'm not a traditional tarot card reader, but sometimes my room may have like 50 people in it. It really helps because I'm such a sensitive empath. The cards help me focus, you know, and I don't get distracted easily. So I like to use an online machine, a card machine. And then when I'm doing medium readings, I wouldn't necessarily call it a tool, but I'll use, like, I'll make notes when I'm, because sometimes the information comes so fast from my guide during a medium reading, you know, and I'm a little bit dingy sometimes, well, maybe all the time, but, so I'll use that as a tool by writing, you know, information down, you know, but that's about the only tools that I use.
Mm-hmm. That's why I like to, I don't know if you like to do this or not, but I like to do an analogy with a person when I first get to know them. It with a color. I did this with you yesterday, I do
yes.
believe.
Mm-hmm.
I like to know a personality.
Right.
And I love to go into a deep root reading, which lasts for days.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
You are very good at that. Uh-huh.
I just love to do those for people.
Uh-huh. Right.
But tell me which is your favorite type of reading.
I don't know if I have a favorite type of reading. It just depends on the mood that I'm in, and I even like to receive readings as well. But I just like all different kinds, you know. I've met so many different people, and they have so many different reading styles, and I'm not very much traditionally anything, so I don't think I have a favorite. What's your favorite?
I like to help people learn to read.
Oh, that is something I like to do also. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you're good at that, too.
Oh, well, thank you.
And your room. You want to give out the name of the room and how to find it?
Oh, sure. I'm on Tao Talk now, and we have a room under the religious and spiritual section, and it's Ask Me, I Might Know. It's the name of the room under religion and under spirituality. And I don't have it open every day, but, you know, Wednesdays are a really good day for me to have it open. And we have, you know, anywhere from 30 to 50 people in there. And I have done that at times. I've had people who come in, and I like to teach them, you know, I can't teach people how to be psychic, but if they have gifts and abilities and they don't know how to use them, I can teach them how to use their abilities. And that is fun. That really is helping someone else. I find that exciting. Mm-hmm.
Don't you find it so exciting since we've been, I call it the old timers,
uh-huh.
watching the people come about nowadays that are so from the beginning to where they are today.
Right. That's very exciting. I agree.
The shyness is what I mean, you know, the shyness. Mm-hmm. And how they're out there, you know, putting their self out there and really helping people today.
Right.
And what do you believe in or feel with the animal gods and totems?
I don't know a whole lot about them, you know, and I'm ashamed to say that, but because my mother is almost, you know, full-blooded Native American Indian, but she was adopted, and I don't know a whole lot about my American Indian heritage, which I need to do better about that. But you're really good at those types of things. That's what I admire about you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you so much. I just love to get into all different aspects that are of the positive realm.
Right.
That just seems to be, yesterday I was seeing animals all around you.
Oh, uh-huh.
But remember I saw
right.
like say a horse or a dog that was feeding kittens, or I saw a horse with a lion.
Right.
And I saw all, and I said you were with all creatures great and small.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that maybe is why you don't get into it so much, just because you get into all of it.
Mm-hmm. Right. I know a little bit about everything, and I'm an expert of nothing.
Oh, man. For the people. You are so people gifted.
Oh, well, thank you.
Making people feel great and knowing what people... Can I give an example of how you
sure.
read?
Sure, of course.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, Ask Me, I Might Know. She will take a person and she'll say, I see, look like a doghouse, or I see this number. And then she'll go with this number. You read a lot like I do.
Uh-huh, right.
Like I see the number 3 and 11.
Right.
And then if that's either March 11th or either that's November the 3rd, or either that is 11, 12, 13, 14, that's a 14. At age 14, something happened.
Right.
you know, and that's how you go about it until you get the pinpointing.
Right.
Uh-huh. Is that basically?
Mm-hmm. That's basically. You know, it just sometimes I'll get names, you know, especially when I do crossover readings. I get a lot of names, you know, from family members and things of that nature. But, yeah, I get, you know, usually if I see a 3 or 4 or 5 or 6, that's usually like a birth date, anniversary. It's a calendar date when my guide shows me that. But, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I love the way that you go and take a little break before you go into a heavy-duty reading.
Right.
Go and center yourself. Do you believe much in meditation before you open your room?
Yes, I do. I have, and it, I do believe everybody has different types of method. It's all about the faith behind the method, you know. So I have little things that I do, and then I take in some quiet time, things of that nature, and spend some time with my guide before I open the room or before I go to work on the site that I do professional readings also. But especially if I'm doing a medium reading in between, you know, I can't do one after another. I have to go and walk a little bit, you know, and kind of, I call it shake it off, you know, because I'm just such a sensitive empath. I literally will take on the feelings and emotions. And so there's just little things that I'll go and do and to kind of cleanse, you know, is a better word than shaking it off, and then come back and do some more readings.
Mm-hmm. For the active listeners that are out there in the communication waves, would you please give an example or definition of empathic?
Like, for instance, if I am, I know this sounds funny, but if I am doing a reading for someone who's drinking, I will literally smell and taste the alcohol and feel a little bit intoxicated. I can take, if someone is very sad, I will almost tear up. I will literally take on those emotions. If I'm around somebody who's angry, you know, we're just very sensitive, our environment, and we'll take on the emotions of others.
Mm-hmm. That's almost like being a chameleon as well.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good.
And you know, that's why when we go to funerals or when we feel for somebody but we aren't feeling it, that's what's called sympathy instead of empathy,
right.
You know,
right.
Because we understand someone,
right.
You know, outside in our outside world. However, we have that shield up more so than when we're in the world. Well, like in a closed room, if we're doing a reading or something, then the empathic comes out. But
right.
I tell you what, sometimes don't know whether it's real or you know, whether it's, oh, my gosh, I sometimes even carry it on before. But a long time ago, I used to carry it with me. I used to call it somebody told me in the room that it was called a vehicle for karma.
Mm-hmm.
That I was carrying around other people's stuff.
Oh, right. Mhm. Right.
And I wasn't shaking it off.
Right.
And the vehicle for karma, you want to give the explanation of karma, and then I'll give that explanation.
Oh, go ahead. I'd like to hear your definition. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's like, okay, the vehicle of karma is like, say somebody's mad at me.
Right.
Or somebody's having a bad day, and they come over in my real life or on the internet or on the phone or wherever, and they say, da 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 da, blah, 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 or they say, you da 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 da, and I know I didn't, but I will carry
right.
that,
uh-huh.
and it will bother me, and it will rent space in my head.
Right.
If it rents space in my head, then I'm being a vehicle of that karma,
exactly.
And then the next person will come along that day, or either I'll drop something and break it or something like that. Then that goes in there, and that's a vehicle of karma.
Right.
So it just keeps carrying on and on and on, and I'm carrying those people's karma
right.
is what I'm saying.
Right.
But I was wanting to know if you wanted to give an example or a definition of karma, because we have a lot of listeners that probably don't know what the word karma means.
Right. It's just what I feel that it means is, as you were saying, and like, for instance, I'll give the illustration of someone that's angry. You know, I'll be around them, and all of a sudden they're angry, and, you know, I'll be angry, you know, and like you said, you're carrying that around, you know, I have to let go of that. But karma in itself is reaping things that you sowed, whether it be negative or whether it be positive, is what I believe karma is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like to give karma blessings.
Right, exactly, right.
Instead of saying, you know, if someone has a bad attitude.
Right.
Or if someone is really, really ragging, like, you know how the internet goes.
Yes.
In the bathroom.
Right.
Wow. Wow. I like to give karma blessings.
Right.
So that it turns around and gives them a good blessing. However, they get what they are perceiving out to other people.
Exactly.
So that they can learn a lesson from it.
Right.
And so the harmonizing and the harmony gets equally balanced again.
Right.
What is your favorite, I love to say favorite. We both had pizza tonight, too.
Right, yeah.
I know we have so much in common, it's just uncanny. But what is your, if you could give advice of your learning, of what you've learned, mm-hmm. and you had to learn it over and over and over and over and over, like insanity, repeating the same thing
right.
over and over, expecting different results.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that was the hardest lesson for you to learn till you finally got it?
I think the hardest lesson I had to learn was balance, going from one minute where someone just thought I was just awesome and, you know, and then the next minute they're just like, oh, you know, who do you think you are? And the balance in life and how people can change going from one minute patting you on the back to the next minute feeling like they're stabbing you in the back. And for a long time it made me feel sorry for myself, but it made me realize, though, as I went back and recognize the patterns in my life, that it was just the universe teaching me balance and that, you know, we're going to have the good and the bad, you know. And that was a very hard lesson for me to learn and not go up and down with that one minute thinking, oh, yeah, I am something, and then somebody coming along next time and just, you know, telling me I'm not.
I have never seen anybody do that to you. You are just too great. You're a wonderful person.
Oh, well, thank you, because I learned not to talk about it.
It's ooey stuff back when they took down those rooms, remember?
Right.
Those were some, I didn't know those people, but they were some hard people in there.
Mm, right, there were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what I meant by karmatic blessings, and then you are right. I should have just used the balance, because
mm-hmm.
I used to take that to heart.
Right, and it's very hard, you know, but you learn, and then you learn and you understand people, and you just keep, no matter what they're saying and what they're doing to you, if you just keep loving them, they will come back around. And it just shows that the emotions of people just kind of flow up and down. And it's just the universe's way of keeping us balanced, that, you know, that we don't get big-headed or arrogant or we're not always down in the dumps. We just realize that that's just human nature and just take it with a grain of salt. You know, one minute they're considering you to be the hero and the next minute they're considering you to be the zero. And that's what I learned. I had learned this, you know, before I had got online and dealing with, you know, groups of people, and, you know, when they tried to attack or try to put you down, you just, you know, keep loving them and, you know, and keep being positive, and eventually they'll come back around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is a great analogy and answer and a great input to put out there, you know, because we want people to keep coming around, especially
right.
your room. You know, I don't get in there very much anymore.
Right. You're busy.
And I love everybody. Send my love to everybody.
Uh-huh. I will. I have.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
I do. I love you. Oh, gosh. Y'all have been great. Just taught me so much, and I've learned so much, and I've loved teaching as well. And,
right.
you know, just. We have such a humongous family.
Right, that's very true.
Mm-hmm. I also like to ask you, I might know.
I might have the answer, but I might not. Balance there, see? I might not.
Oh, you remember back in the day, I'm going to change the subject a minute. Remember back in the day when Dragon had that cute little person, and we all kept changing our names
right.
to Happy Hat for Santa Claus, and we had so much fun.
We really did. We had a blast back then, and we're having a blast over on Pal Talk too.
I know. I'm gonna get back in there when I get moved.
Right.
But
we'll be looking forward to seeing you.
No, I got in there a couple months ago though, but
uh-huh.
it's been a while.
Right.
When you are reading, do you take notes? On paper?
Well, it's not so much taking notes for later reference. If I don't use the cards, I'll take notes as I'm talking because sometimes my guide will just bombard me with information, and I have the world's worst memory. So I'll write things down, kind of scribble it down in case, you know, the person's talking, you know, and that way I don't want to interrupt them, and then I can go back and say this is what my guide has given me. But I don't keep them. I throw it away, and it's scribbling anyway. You can barely read it.
Oh, that's what I mean. It's taking notes, like, because I'm going to give you an example of what happens to me, and maybe you can help me with this.
Okay.
My words, I can hear them or feel them very, very quickly,
right,
but I can't speak them as fast as they come.
Right, that's true. I know what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
And so it's almost like there's so much information that comes in that I can't slow it down fast enough to speak it to the person.
Right.
So how do you handle that? And that's why I asked if you took notes.
Right. I'll just write it down. I'll write the information down, you know, as my guide is talking. And that way I won't forget because, you know, like I said, I have a really bad memory. And just as he's giving me the numbers, the names, and images and pictures, I'll just write it down on a piece of paper. But I don't, you know, keep it, you know, for later reference or anything. Just during the reading is when I'm taking the actual note, so I don't forget.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you would like to cover or give out to the listening audience?
Not anything in particular, unless there's something that you would like to bring up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would just like to know a lot about your histories is what I'd like to cover.
Okay, sure.
Was your gift inherited?
Yes.
Or did you see the gift and just get petrified of them at first?
No.
Those two answer questions.
My dad is a preacher, and he operated in the religious community. We call them gifts of the spirit, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, word of prophecy. So I grew up in that atmosphere where the gifts were operated, you know, on a daily basis within the home and prayer meetings and within the church. So, and then my mother is Native American Indian. Of course, she was adopted, and we're just learning about her heritage. But she also worked in the gifts of the Spirit. But I was a little bit different. I won't say I didn't fit in, but I just knew there was a bit of a difference within me and within them. And then I ran into the psychic communities online, and I understood that, you know, about my guide and things of that nature. And so I had grew up around the gifts and abilities, so they in itself didn't scare me. Now, the crossover readings made me a bit nervous, you know, but I sit back, and I knew I had the gift and abilities because when the other mediums would give the readings, I would be like, wow, I see that too, and I know that too. And I've seen how beneficial it was for the person that brought healing, you know. And I knew that, you know, when a person crossed over, that they still existed. They were still alive. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just coughing.
Uh-huh. And from, you know, what I had studied, you know, the Bible for years and actually taught it, you know, it talked about the soul being eternal, you know, and things of that nature. So I knew, and it, I just saw that it was very beneficial to help people. And so here recently, now I've done reading for years, you know, but I just recently opened myself up to the psychic medium and doing those in my room. And I've just seen the healing that it's brought to my clients and to those who are in the rooms. It's awesome.
Would you like to take a call? There's a caller on the air.
Okay, sure.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello, hello.
Who's
speaking?
Good evening. Yes, I was just listening to you wonderful women and wondering if you could help me with the career, what's happening with my career.
What's your name?
Lynn.
Lynn?
Yes.
Ask me, I might know. I don't know. I say that because I don't know if she's taking reads right now.
I might try. You know, I told Bride I would be a bit nervous the first time I went on the radio, but actually I was getting some information about Lynn as she was talking. I feel that there's a lot of chaos going on within the job here, Lynn, and I do feel that there is some type of new career offer that's coming up for you. And I'm also hearing school. Are you thinking about taking some type of training or something, Lynn?
Actually, I'm wanting to start a school.
Oh, okay, because I heard school, so I was assuming. That's why I shouldn't assume.
Yeah.
Oh, so that would be a very good idea then, Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lynn, is it something that you're looking for to do, like, right now? Or are you planning this, or is it something you've been wanting to do for a long time?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's really great. And so she sees you doing that. That's really great.
Right.
Hmm.
What type of school are you wanting to open?
Spiritual emergency training.
Oh.
Are you also, because as soon as you said that, I got that flash of an image of another female that's possibly going to be helping you, Lynn. Were you already aware of that?
I'm hoping.
You're hoping there will be another female that will help you. She's also very spiritual. Reiki master, I believe, is what I'm hearing from my guide, and she'll be very beneficial to you. I'm not getting a time, because what I'm hearing also from my guide is you're wanting a time on when to start it, and we're not getting a specific time. But I do feel that is something that's on your path and that you will be doing that, Lynn.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Is there anything else, Lynn?
What about true love?
I'm sorry?
You said true love.
Love, true love. Really.
Oh, true love.
Yeah.
Oh, I do feel that there is someone from your past, and I'm seeing a dark-haired male here that is trying to come back in the picture, but at the same time, my guide has shown me that you're pushing him away. And I'm also hearing the name... it's a short M name, like in Mark or Mike or something of that nature. This may be the new person that's coming for you. It's what my guide has for you, Lynn. I do feel there's almost like a connection when this person comes back from the past and I see you pushing them away. It's like the door opens and I feel like there's someone new coming for you, more of a soulmate tie here, Lynn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When do you see that happening?
I'm getting the number 6. But not anything more specific than that, Lynn. I'm sorry. I'm a bit nervous, too. I'm on radio.
You're doing great. It's just you and Lynn on the phone.
I'm trying to pretend I'm just talking to you and Bryant and Lynn, and there's nobody else.
That's
listening.
All there is, but the active listeners. But
don't
just remind
me.
But us talking.
do you believe it's within this year?
There is a definite possibility, Lynn, but I'm not getting anything more specific than that.
Okay.
But there is someone coming for you. There really is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much, Lynn, for the call.
Oh, thank you, gals. Thank you, blessings.
Many blessings to you and big hugs. Bye-bye. Well, thank you, Ask Me, I Might Know, Miss Laughter.
You're welcome.
I just love your laughter. It just makes me so happy.
Well, thank you.
It makes me soothing. It's like an everything.
Right.
And it just comes so naturally, you know.
Right. It's so funny. I tell people I'm as my laughter is well known as my readings. I thought about calling myself the laughing psychic. You know, I just laugh all the time. You know, I tell people I laugh whether I have a reason to or not, you know.
My mother does that. She goes to a restaurant and just laughs. Everybody knows, oh, Mimi's here. And I said, yeah. And I told Mama, I said, I got to say hello to all the Wolfman Pizza people because they asked me today. They said, what are you doing on your radio show? Who's going to be on your radio show? And I said, Ask Me, I Might Know. Hey, hello, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you? And this is Ask Me, I Might Know on the other line.
Hello.
Hello. I just heard the reading, and I was interested if she could give me a reading, too.
Oh, okay. Did you have a specific question? Because the first thing I'm feeling
the same
here,
questions as Liz. So.
That's what I was going to say. I was just about to say, my God is saying, well, the first thing you want to know is about is love, is what my God was saying.
Would you like to give your name, or you don't have to?
Yeah, she doesn't have to give me your name unless she would like to. Would you like to give us your first name, hon?
Sure, no problem. Shruti.
It's Ruthie?
Shruti. S-H-R-U-T-I.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, the first thing I'm getting for you is concerning love, is I'm getting the number two here. And I feel like, have you just recently, because I feel like that there's some heartache here over some past relationships, and I keep seeing the number two. Is that true, hon?
Not really.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's what I was getting, so maybe
it's
just not a good connection here.
I just want to say it feels like a recent past, like almost like the same feeling over and over again.
Oh, okay. So it's like same feeling happening over and over again rather than history repeating itself kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's why
true.
I probably see in the number two, like you and the other person coming over and the same person coming over into it again.
Mm. Yeah, it has happened, actually. There were, like, two people from the past coming to go in and connect.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah, pastor.
Well, thank you so much for the call.
Well, thank you.
Bobby?
Is that all?
No. Could you also let me know about the career?
The first thing I'm seeing here is numbers, is what I'm seeing. And it's usually indicating working with numbers here. But that's what I'm getting. And my guide is definitely saying there's a door opening here, and I see that there's a female that's opening this door for you and a new position. Are you actually looking for a new position?
Yes, I'm looking for a new position.
Okay, because that's what I was feeling here, and I feel like that there is a female here. And I feel like that this female isn't like a close friend. She's almost like an acquaintance is what I'm hearing, that she's going to open this door for you. So kind of get the word out, and I feel like there'll be an opening for you. And something I just keep seeing numbers here that you'll be working with. Okay.
Almost like a school.
Almost like a, I'm sorry?
Almost like a like you're going to teach other people how to do their job.
Ah, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because that is one of the areas I'm involved in quality and process improvement. So it is how do you, improve your processes for the businesses, things like that.
Right.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so that is the right. And you're saying numbers, so do you get any feeling how soon this will happen?
Nope, I'm not getting any time frame there, but good luck.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That was wonderful. Take care. Bye.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Boy, you are really good at this.
Oh, that's why my hands and feet are perspiring.
It's just very, just confidence and just letting it flow.
Right. It's just the appearance there. Right? Actually, I'm extremely nervous. My hands and feet
you
are
inspiring. Just being relaxed as ever. I'm going to tell you what. Just worries like a rocking chair. It gets us nowhere, but I love to rock in it.
Oh, that's true.
For pleasure. I tell you what. I keep seeing purple around you today.
Oh,
yesterday
really?
It was red. Today it's purple.
Oh.
So light lavender color.
Uh-huh. Right. I do like that color. I wouldn't say my favorite color, but that's one of my favorite colors is purple.
Well, I mean, it's almost like for the representation of the color.
Oh, okay.
Like for amethyst or what the amethyst represents the healing of an amethyst because
right.
It's almost a lavender, that translucent color
right.
around there.
Right.
And that also is February's birthstone.
Oh, okay. Wow, you know a lot about colors. That's awesome.
I like colors, numbers, and colors, numbers, and stones, and
right.
I don't know anything about astrology, though.
Oh, I know a little bit, and I'm not like I said, I know a little bit about everything, but I love.
Gosh,
astrology.
I have no clue. My boyfriend knows a lot about all that astrology stuff.
Yeah, I like astrology. Yeah.
I wished I knew more, but it's too much. I have to pinpoint into where God wants me to be.
Right.
If he wants me to know it, then it'll open the door. But right now I'm so focused in on colors because of this house,
right.
and everything. So, and the stones and stone people. And I see into things. Do you? I mean, I see images into things.
Right. I do too. Right.
And tell me, do you get a lot of information when you're sleeping for other people?
Yes, I do all the time, and I also astral travel while I'm sleeping, and I'll go visit them and call them and say, you know, is this and that going on? And they're like, yeah. So I do get information about people.
You know what I did not too long ago? This is crazy.
Uh-huh.
I astral traveled so far that I dialed the person on the phone at 4:44 in the morning.
Oh, no.
I woke up and said, get me back. And she called me the next day and she said, my husband said, who in the world called? I said, did I call you? And she said, yeah. And I said, I didn't remember calling you.
Oh, no.
And it was Gifted Within that I called, and it was because I was warning her of a dream that I was having.
Right.
You know, and it turned out the whole dream unfolded, you know, within weeks. It was really crazy, but, like, I want to tell you, the butterfly, you know, that's a big emblem with me, or metaphysical type emblem with me. And
right.
What do you see around you?
I don't have a specific sign, but did you want to go ahead and explain? You said you see a certain sign around you. What's the meaning of that sign? Uh-huh.
I say butterfly because...
Uh-huh.
I'm like a chameleon one.
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
And if people let me come to them, then I'll land on them so freely. But if
right.
they try to squeeze and hold on to me, I'm going to fly away.
Right.
You know, and also the butterfly represents to me many different feathers inside of feathers inside of feathers. And if you touch me before I'm prepared to be ready to be around, you know, to, let's say, know a person in depth, then my colors aren't dry enough, and on my wings to be in a relationship, for an example.
Right.
You know, let me get to know that person and then touch my wings or, you know, try to fly with me because my colors are dry.
Right.
I take a long time to be able to trust, per se, or not really trust, but let someone in. I, as you know, I don't let anybody read me but one or two people.
Right.
I never have because I feel that might, I don't know. It must go back to what happened to me a long time ago. I don't know. But the butterfly is just a real big symbol for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And also the, I ask, my guides gave me the black leopard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Just and real chic and just real rare.
Right.
And that's why I was asking if you had an animal totem or anything.
No, I don't think so. You know. But I do, you know, like I said, when I do readings, my guide will give me, you know, symbols and images and things of that nature.
Well, you want me to ask you a couple of questions?
Sure. Uh-huh.
About to get your animal totem?
Sure. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Okay.
For example, if you could go and take a couple of deep breaths in from your abdomen and out through your nose and just really feel for a second. I'm going to get a pencil while you're doing that.
Okay.
And I want you to concentrate on all the different creatures, all kinds, anything that people don't even know exists up to
right.
just a, it could be an insect. It could be anything.
Right.
What's the first images that come into your mind? And it can be many and it can be one. I see a white owl.
Oh, yeah, I love owls. Uh-huh.
A barn owl.
Uh-huh.
And a white owl.
Right.
Now, what do you see in yourself? What do you see first?
I see, ever since you started talking about it, I keep seeing a jaguar, you know.
Yes,
the whole time you keep talking, that's what I'm seeing. Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. And with that jaguar, what are you... Can you become the jaguar and feel like you're the jaguar running through the woods and running through the earth and feel it on your feet and breathe it and absorb it and lick its coat and what feelings do you, what transpire with that?
I feel very peaceful. I feel very natural. I feel very strong, very aware of my environment. What I'm feeling.
Okay. And the naturalness, if you were anything on this earth with the jaguar, let's go up into the sky.
Okay.
And be very natural and just float freely and become any type of vision. Is it in the daytime? Is it in the nighttime?
The daytime.
It's the daytime. And what physical realm do you feel yourself in? Are you in yourself or are you out of yourself?
I'm in myself.
You're in yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you could tell me what feelings you get when you look down and around the ground in the natural atmosphere.
It seems very peaceful. It seems calm and organized, and it's just a very tranquil feeling looking down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Well, then definitely the jaguar is one of your animal totems.
Oh, okay.
Because every time I ask you to go up above the jaguar or around the jaguar and become the jaguar, you felt peaceful.
Right.
You were natural, you were in your environment, and you were very aware.
Right.
And in the daytime, you were in the daytime, so definitely weren't with the owl.
Right.
And you were... Hello?
Yes.
Did you hear that clicking?
That was my headset. I hit it.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
See, it's so, hello, you're on the air.
Hello, we're live on the air now.
But you felt peaceful again and very calm and organized and tranquil. So you felt that it won with the jaguar.
Right.
Isn't that cool?
That is very cool.
So you... You can, I see three around you actually right now, though.
Right. Sorry, I'm so easily amused.
I know. Well, that could be any, all the types of, you know, from the great Bigfoot down to the little cheetahs.
Right.
That are amused.
That's
you know, and that's unique because that is from cavemen all the way up to humans.
Right.
Wow. So there you have it is why you're so in tune to human people.
Aww.
So I feel you're also in tune to a lot of animals.
I am. I've actually done some pet readings before also, you know, so... I guess I'm a pet reader also, but I love animals. I really do. And I miss what you said about the white owl. So the white owl is one of my totem animals also?
I kept seeing a white owl, like a white owl sitting around a barn.
Oh, okay.
It has little specks on its forehead.
Right.
I don't know what that's called, but I see that type of that owl.
Right. Very interesting. You're very wise. You know a lot of different things about these types of things, and I find you very interesting, Bright. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We have basically about 7 minutes left.
Okay.
And I would like to cover candles.
Okay.
In part of this question and answer time for my guest star. Ask me. I might know. Do you use candles?
Yes, I do use candles. I burn candles, different candles for different occasions. And when I do readings, I burn candles. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and do you use the different colors for the different situations?
Yes. I most often use white candles and burn those. When I do readings, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The thing also that I have a question about is a lot of people question this, and that's why I'm asking you because you might know,
mm-hmm.
is that Is it necessary to use cleansing before and after one reads another person?
I believe that it is, but the reason why there's so many different methods, and, you know, who all you ask, they have different methods, different things that they say to do. It's the faith behind it and believing that these rituals, these things that you do, cleanses, because, you know, we're empaths. We take on these emotions. We take on these feelings, and we do have to cleanse. But the reason why, you know, there's not one set way to do a cleansing, it's the faith behind it and believing that you're letting go of that energy after each reading. Mm-hmm.
You could easily do exactly what you said, a brush sweep.
Right.
Brushing one's energies off,
right,
down one side of the body,
right.
I mean up one side of the body and around and down the other side of the body, then doing like a lasso and pulling it up and out.
Right.
And the purple, I keep seeing the purple.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do transmutation of the Saint Germain?
No.
Well, that's like putting all the negative into the purple.
Oh, okay. Well,
and
I do that with
into
water.
Saint Germain
mm-hmm.
flame.
Mm-hmm.
And that's staying purely positive, giving big blessings of all the negativity mm-hmm. instead of, you know, hashing it down into the ground.
Right.
And I keep seeing that you are really into blessing
right.
the hurt person or the hurt entities or the hurt
right.
situations that are hard mm-hmm. instead of just pushing them away.
Right, I am. I'm very drawn to hurting people. And I actually do that with water. You know, I have the different elements around me, the candle burning, the fire, the water, and then, you know, this may seem silly with the ceiling fan, the air, you know, and then earth around me with the plants. You know, I have all the elements around me, and as I cleanse with the water every time, I'm letting go of the negativity and, you know, holding on to positivity. But it's really the faith, you know, behind it, and, you know, we have these rituals that we do. But it's all about faith and believing. Mm-hmm.
That's so true, and the faith is like every time I've learned that when I have learned something to believe in and to know the knowing,
right,
instead of just believing the knowing,
exactly.
I'll have something else come about that if I fear it,
right.
then, okay, example, I don't like to go to a dog pound.
Right.
So that is a fear because of my a hurt for the animal.
Right.
Then that fear is going to come around in another way, which
right.
it did. My dog that was blind and deaf got lost in the
oh,
snow.
I'm very sorry. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, we found her. Thank
awesome.
You so much. But the fact of the matter being is instead it still came around in another way.
Right.
So what I'm getting at to just tell the active listeners and to you and to say about fear is that fear is courage that said its prayer.
Right.
And I appreciate you being on the show so much.
Oh, I appreciate you inviting me. I told you I would be nervous, but
I've
enjoyed it.
You were great.
Well,
and
you
know what? It's just excitement, and it's just joy, and it's
right.
just all the pleasure things, you know. The newness is something that transpires.
Right.
We have time for another call-in. If you would like to call, have another caller, I'll give out the numbers.
Sure.
Okay, that is 877-876-5227 to Station 1. That's the USA number. And the USA and Canada number is 888-815-9756. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. And Ask Me I Might Know is the guest on Bright Lights Pathfinders, and I'm Kathy Cook. So please call in, and she'll give you a little input or
right.
question of any kind.
Oh.
Be glad to have you. I bet we've got like 4 minutes left.
Right.
Maybe three. Two, one, blast off.
Right. They're like, we'll just wait till next time when she's not so nervous.
Yes, you're going to come back, aren't you?
Oh, if you'd have me back, of course I will.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Oh, I want to know what I want to ask you.
Okay.
You might know.
I might, but I might not.
You know, I like to use songs, too.
Mm-hmm.
to soothe one's soul.
Yes. Music can touch my soul faster than anything else. I just love music, and I will sometimes. Matter of fact, I was listening to music before you called to help calm me. But right, I love music, and I do use that to meditate and calm myself down, and it's a very good tool to use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also I get like music. I'll hear music or different songs when I'm with a client or with
a person,
right. And I'll say I'm hearing this or I'm hearing this or I'm hearing this. And I keep hearing, baby, I wanna rock you on, or you know, I don't know, you know, something like that, or I'll hear Sarah. I can't sing worth a tune. I do not carry a tune, but I can hear it in my ears.
Right, I hear you. I understand.
And I hear the Candyman can, or you know, just something like that,
right.
And that was something, and they'll go, I know what that means.
Right.
So. I just wondered if you did that as well.
Yes, I also get songs for people, and there's, you know, a lot of meaning in songs, and it really can touch people, so that's another thing.
How long do your readings usually last in a room? How long do you differ until you just run out of information for the person?
Yeah, it just really depends. If we have a smaller room, I'll tend to, you know, take my time. You know, but when the room gets really full, I can feel the whole room, you know, waiting, you know, when the question's coming from the room. You
I
know,
was going to say, that is one of the strongest readers that you could ever be is reading in a room.
Right.
Because you feel everybody.
You really do.
And having to concentrate in on the one particular typing is very intensely zoned in, zoomed in, and very focused.
Right.
And I'm really pleased to know you.
I'm so pleased
and honored to know you as one of the best readers and gifted people that I have ever known.
Oh, well, thank you, Bright. You're a very gifted reader also. You're very intelligent, too.
Well, thank you so much. And with that, Seth, and no further ado, Ask Me I Might Know. We'll be back.
Yes.
And we are off the air, the Bright Lights Pathfinders Kathy Cook Show, over and out. Thank you, Ask Me I Might Know.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.